ourselves the keyboard assistant to keep on assisting us as we it's not a pause, it's a continuation in his presence. And firstly, I just want to say good morning. My name is Richard. It's nice seeing everybody. I'm part of the AM, Josh and AM leadership team. I can see everybody is coming back from holidays and the house is getting fuller. Praise the Lord. And maybe this morning it's your first time here this morning since being back. And you've had a nice holiday, maybe not a nice holiday. Maybe you've connected a lot with Jesus during the holiday, or maybe you haven't. But the good news is that we have today. We have this moment that we gather as a body in His presence. Hallelujah. So as we continue, the words I heard during this week is examination prevents contamination. And I believe this morning there's a moment of where we need to come before the Lord and examine ourselves as we work out our salvation. And maybe you're here this morning and maybe you don't even know Jesus at this moment. But today is a good day. Today is a new day. And there's an opportunity that you will be able to step into a relationship with the living God that will change your life forever. He is the answer. He is the only way. You can think about a lot of things, but you will only be thinking. And we'll be having communion later. So I just want to share a short story as before we take communion and we look at ourselves. And I think it's always good to examine ourselves when starting a new year. Like, just where am I with the Lord, with my relationship with the Lord, and so on. So I know, or I believe, that most of us in this room, we probably have fridges at your home. Yes? Yeah. Who has a fridge? Praise the Lord for your fridge. So quickly, Konrad, you have a fridge at your house. And what is the purpose of that fridge? Preserving, keeping things cool, keeping it fresh. So it's got a purpose. So we are in the cleaning industry, and so we see many homes and offices and stuff. And in all the homes that we've cleaned, there's fridges. And all the most of the fridges are different types of fridges. We've got big fridges like Esvia. He's probably like a double door fridge. I'm more like a single maybe fridge. But you get these, and it's different brands, and it's different. Yeah, they've got like cool functions. You've got these ones that they're connected with AI, and you can speak to it, and you can tell it to play your favorite music video while it's cooling your stuff, and it's very cool. But there's a purpose for that fridge in your house, is to preserve those things and keep it fresh. And most of us, we have stuff in our fridge. We have maybe milk or water, some maybe Coke Zero, meat. But then so there's also what I've seen, because we get to clean a lot of fridges, there's other stuff in fridge, like this medicine. So for instance, let's say we get to a new client's house and there's maybe like it's an insulin and spite thing. So this is not something that she would probably maybe tell me, but you can pick it up because you're clearing out the fridge. So it's personal. And what I've discovered over the past years is that fridges are quite personal. Because it's your choice that you, what you are putting in there. You bought a fridge, you go to the shop, you choose and what you want to put in there. Maybe you put in some leftovers from last night. Just regarding leftovers, leftovers is quite—it's quite nice the day after sometimes, or maybe 2 days after. But it's not the same than when it was fresh, when it was first made. And I want to say this is sometimes the same with getting revelation. We can't be living on last year's revelation, because Jesus teaches us to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Today it's fresh. So the title of this message, if you want to call it that, it's called What's in My Fridge? So many of us, maybe you can raise your hand if you're a member in this church. Most of us are members, and maybe you're visiting and maybe you will become a member. As you journey with us, as the Lord leads you. And so we have these gatherings that's coming up, the 31st, eh? Come on. And when we call up all the new members, we call them up to the stage and they get prayed into this family. And there's always this last prayer, as most of you would probably know what I'm going to say now. And it goes like, what is in my fridge is yours. And what is in your fridge is mine. What is in my fridge is yours. And what is in your fridge is mine. Now that prayer, yes, we are. We're speaking about we share our lives together. Kom eet by my, and so on. It's not, but I want to say it's not just about the food. It speaks about unity, openness, and a shared life with one another. Hallelujah. You are still with me? Okay. So I'm going to vergelyk ons. Hier kom 'n bietjie vir die PM ouens vergelyk, né? Us with fridges. And I want to tell you a real life story that happened this week. So we got a call from a client and they just got back from a holiday. They were 3 weeks away in I think Italy or somewhere. And she phones me. She's like, she just got home. This is an emergency. Can I come and clean their fridges? I'm like, okay, cool. Just, yeah, let's go check it out. So I said, anyways, or just around the corner. I'm going to pop in there and going to come and inspect. And as soon as the door of the house opened, there came a smell that I've never smelled in my life. I think it's very close to death. With mixed garlic or something, it's intense. So you get faced with the smell, and this thing just wants to push you back, but you know you need to go in to go check. Anyways, there's about 5 fridges that was heavily contaminated. I'm talking about, it was probably like 20, 25 bags, black bags full of food that it started decomposing and the food was rotten, it was infected, it was unsafe. So I know, okay, yeah, this is now the real deal. So I said, no, don't worry, we're going to sort this out for you. I get us masks, gloves. We've got this amazing steam machine. We're going to get in there. We dive in, get everything out, pack it in the bags, and we're steaming it, and we're sanitizing and disinfecting this thing. And it's, and when you look at it, fridge, it's like, wow, this is the fridge I bought when it was new. It's like beautiful. And what I want to say this morning is, sometimes if I can, what's for like, compare us to a fridge, and with this prayer that we pray, what is in my fridge? What is in your heart? What is in me? I want to say, what is in me is yours, and what is in you is mine, and it's Jesus, of course. And so my question this morning is, what is in your fridge? And I've just written a few things down here. Is there unforgiveness? And this is the part where I want to start us to examine what is in our fridge. Sometimes people come to you to come and eat, maybe by you, but you know, like, I don't eat tomato, but I've seen these things people that do. They cut the tomato and then they put it like just like that back, and then it, over 2 weeks it's still there, and it marks somebody ice cast fail. That type of things. So is there unforgiveness? Or is it love? So I want to compare it with also with the fruits of the Spirit. Is there hidden sin? Or is there self-control and faithfulness? Is there pride or gentleness and humility? Maybe there's bitterness, or is it peace and kindness? Maybe there's a coldness towards God, or is it joy in His presence? Jesus said, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's inside will eventually come out. Just as in that fridge, what was inside it had to come out. We had to get it out there. We had to ontsla raak van daai goed so that it can be fresh. So we need to examine it, we need to and throw it away. Now, the food didn't rot overnight. It took some time. It was actually rotting there for 2.5 weeks, so it was intense. But it rot because there was a malfunction in one of the circuit breakers. I think the earth leakage tripped, and that's it. All I cause is that. And this morning I want to ask you, are you connected? Are you connected to Jesus? Is your fridge connected? Do you see Him when we sing these songs this morning? And Jesus, do you know who He's singing about? Do you know Him? Have you heard His voice? Not last year, today. Jesus says, I'm the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I want to say, family, sometimes we can look like a fridge, but we're not plugged in. Jy lyk mooi van buite, dit blink, dit lyk alles perfect, but inside, maybe there's a piece of cheese or something that you need to deal with. Otherwise, it's just going to start contaminating the fridge. And what we are saying is, what is in my fridge is yours. And what happens is, if you don't deal with the things, or you don't examine yourselves, it's going to start giving a bit of a smell. I've seen, when we are not connected with Jesus, then prayer stops. It's like the word, it just closes. Conviction fades. Sometimes we don't even notice how far we are from Him. But I want to say this morning, there's good news. Because this is not about, it's not about condemnation, it's about connection. Are you plugged into Christ? What has been sitting too long in your heart? What needs to be thrown out? what needs cleansing, what needs repentance. Saying this, I want us to have a moment where we examine ourselves. As we're heading into the new year, and we want to be fridges that is well